This is What in the Name of God, brought to you by the Center for Sexual Expression and Education and Erotic University. We're going to start out this segment by complimenting someone who uses their religion to justify their hatred for a particular group. We're not complimenting them on their hatred, but we are complimenting them for doing the right thing. Her name is Dana Guffey, and she works in Cleburne County in Arkansas as a county clerk. She has a moral objection to same-sex marriage. So here's what she did. She didn't sue. She didn't make a big fuss. She simply quit her job. It seems like the direction that a lot of these state-level religious freedom acts, the focus seems to be on making other people sacrifice to accommodate an individual's religious beliefs. This certainly happened in the case of the Supreme Court decision with Hobby Lobby. Large numbers of individuals had to sacrifice their access to birth control in order to accommodate one person's disagreement with birth control. That's just the opposite of the way religious freedom should work. When you decide that you have a particular religious or moral stance, sometimes in order to live up to that, you as an individual have to make sacrifices. That's part of your religion. That's part of your religious choice. It's not always easy. But the last thing you do is make everybody else accommodate you. When God asks you to make sacrifices, doesn't mean that those sacrifices should be those you make other people make on your behalf. Religious choices are exactly that. They're personal choices. They shouldn't be put upon anybody else by a third party. And when those particular choices have consequences, those consequences should fall on the people making those choices. Living up to your personal religious ideals is not easy, but you have no religious right to inflict your choices on everyone else. So far, we've focused primarily on the Supreme Court's dissenting opinions on the gay marriage issue. And frankly, they were pretty out there. But were they more out there than some of the religious leaders out there who are even more out there? Difficult to say, because when you've got people like Scalia and Thomas, it gets pretty out there. You've got religious politicians like Mike Huckabee and Louie Gohmert. Let's start with Gohmert. Probably Texas's craziest politician. In a land of crazy politicians, he said that the ruling was a civilization-changing decision that destroys our nation's heritage of biblical marriage. May God forgive our Supreme Court majority for its arrogance and its self-apotheosis. As you may know, I'm working on an art project, 12,500 images of nude and erotic art. So I've gone through a lot of art. And apotheosis is a term that is used in art, usually mythological art. It means to elevate someone to divine status or deification. And this is the context in which Louie Gohmert is using what for him is pretty darn big word. There's also another meaning for it. It's the highest point of the development of something. I think you could also say that in our understanding of marriage, maybe we have actually reached the apotheosis. But of course, Louie Gohmert is completely unfamiliar with what biblical marriage is. And biblical marriage really isn't divorce. But we've allowed divorce for a long time. And in the very first marriage was an arranged marriage. But we don't really focus on arranged marriage. Although God arranged for Adam and Eve to be married, and arranged marriages have been around for longer than the type of marriage that we have now. And of course, in the Bible, the most common type of marriage, a man with multiple wives. And that isn't even legal here in the United States. So technically, we have not had biblical marriage as part of the marriage tradition here in the good old USA. As I said on a recent Sex Crazy, former Arkansas governor and now presidential wannabe Mike Huckabee has sort of jumped the shark. He's gone all out in the concept of having a completely Christian America with the Bible superseding our Constitution. And of course, he can't help himself but compare all of this to Dr. Martin Luther King. He said, in an interview with George Stephanopoulos, "I don't think a lot of pastors and Christian schools are going to have a choice. They're either going to follow God, what they truly believe, or they will follow civil law. They'll go the path of Dr. Martin Luther King, who in his brilliant essay, The Letters from a Birmingham Jail, reminded us, based on what St. Augustine said, that an unjust law is no law at all. I do think we're going to see a lot of pastors who will have to make this tough decision. You're going to see it on the part of Christian business owners. You'll see it on the part of Christian university presidents, Christian school administrators. And unlike the county clerk in Arkansas, Mike Huckabee believes that county clerks should just not have to do their job. Which seems profoundly hypocritical, because he's not calling for county clerks to be able to exercise their conscience when they believe that people should not be able to get divorced and then remarried. There's an awful lot of Catholics who believe that. Should they be excused? What if they believe that people who have lived together in sin shouldn't be allowed to get married? Should they be excused? And of course, the traditional, maybe the county clerk's very traditional, doesn't think that black and white people should be allowed to get married. Should they be excused? That kind of excuse just doesn't make any sense. Like the county clerk in Arkansas, they need to get a new job. Or come to an understanding with God that God doesn't really want them to be an asshole. Also in that interview, Huckabee says that if he becomes president, we're going to go back to traditional marriage, whatever he means by that. And he also says that he's going to work on, I guess, a constitutional amendment to change the rules so that every person is considered a person from the moment of conception, which is very, very early. And certainly within his framework would eliminate most forms of birth control for women. Abortion would not be allowed under any circumstances. And then he said, if he were president, he would pretty much ignore the decision to allow gay marriage and treat it as if it did not exist until there's legislation from the Congress affirming it, which shows that he lacks the constitutional understanding to actually be president. He said, well, the other night, the president lit up the White House with rainbow colors, and I guess that's his prerogative, but I want to remind people when I'm president, he said he was going to put up a nativity scene and people don't have any right to complain about what he does with his house. A couple of things on that. Not his house. He's just a tenant if he's president, which he will never, ever be. And every year, the White House puts up a nativity scene. Even that infidel Obama, and no one really comments on it.